Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and of course I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Gloria Wells, who's leading this wonderful book study this morning. We're your hosts this morning. Wow, it's Wednesday. We're having all kinds of technical difficulties this morning, so sorry we're here late. If you're accustomed to listening to us at 7 a.m., it's 7:30 a.m. this morning, but you can definitely download our archive. Hey, Gloria, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I am wonderful today, and how are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. Listen, I'm going to bring Dr. Reggie on and have him do the morning prayer and let you get started, okay?
All right, wonderful.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
How are you?
I'm fabulous today. How are you?
I love that word. Three words, fabulous. Okay, very good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There it is. Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, the balance of the universe of all energies, by the laws you created in the universe, we thank you for Circles of Prosperity, and we thank you for Gloria hosting this wonderful book study. We hope that all the listeners are tuned in, and we ask you to direct them to this broadcast and learn something great from the broadcast about critical addiction, about themselves, about how to overcome any obstacle in their lives and to proceed forward in light by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We want everybody to learn from this and to be blessed. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. All right, so today we are picking back up from step three is what we were working on yesterday, and we were able to have Kaylee present with us on the show yesterday, so that was a good thing, and we were able to get her feedback on some more of the book study. So today we're going to actually finish out step three, which there are two steps or two things that I want to cover under step three, and that is the offenses, as well as do you want to be right or happy. So today is all about the question, living in the question, being the question, and so in doing so, we're going to actually talk about some questions. All right, so I'm just going to get started here, and just to recap a little bit of what we went over yesterday, step three is flip it, and what Kaylee reminds us in the first paragraph of that chapter is there are four kinds of negatives, and they all contain false assumptions. The first kind is just a simple negative assumption, which is easy to release. But there are three kinds of negatives that are especially hard to release: errors, offenses, and ongoing problems. So today we're going to talk about offenses, and so I'll go ahead and get started in that part of the book here. All right, so what if someone has hurt you or someone you love? What if they are guilty? You may ask, what if what they did is so bad that it is unthinkable? How do I let that go? While you are not guilty of doing anything, you are still filled with judgment and negativity about what someone else did. Nothing they can do will get rid of your judgments, and you are the one who has to suffer with the pain of this negativity. Because they are your judgments, you are the only one who can free yourself from this pain. You may even want revenge. If you get revenge, you will still carry this negativity, and it may be even more compounded by your own guilt. if you do something to harm someone. It is a lose-lose proposition. No one wins in revenge. On top of that, whomever you hurt may want revenge on you in return, and this vicious cycle will continue without benefits on either end. Simple forgiveness is the quickest and surest way to let this go, which we will talk about at length in the fourth part of this book. Forgiveness does not condone the action, but it instead frees you from the pain of carrying the action's consequences. Forgiveness is something you do for yourself because you want to be free of all the energy you are losing to this grievance. But I just want justice, you say. As long as there is a winner and a loser, there is no justice. So I agree that justice is important. However, the only way justice can truly be accomplished is through a win-win solution. You can't even know what that is when you're filled with negativity. Something may need to be done, but you may need help from your higher power and the universe to get real justice. What you can do is intend it, pray for it, and ask for the help to accomplish it. The universe will guide you and support this goal if you give it over to your higher power. All right, so there is some good information there about offenses, forgiveness, and also letting go. And also letting go there of things offenses that people or that may have occurred in your life. What Kaylee's reminding us here is to seek revenge in those situations produces what she's calling a lose-lose situation. And the only way to truly have a win-win is if you're able to seek forgiveness and move on from that situation. Okay, so and she does point out, as we discovered yesterday, as we talked about yesterday, under giving it over, we talked about the higher power, our higher power, and how that's always an option for us when we're attempting to release negativity or move through situations that really don't serve us. So she's reminding us there in that part as well that we also have that as an option. Okay, so next she's going into obstacles to peace and how to, she says here, just choose peace. It sounds simple, but there are many obstacles in the way of actually choosing peace. No matter how much you want peace, we may unconsciously sabotage ourselves from having it. So let's talk a little bit about some of the obstacles so that we can choose it more often, arriving at our destination of peace faster. So some of the obstacles that she's listing here, obstacles to peace, she's noting lack of self-awareness, and B, blaming others for how you feel, C, attachment to anger or pain, and D is fear of peace. So all of these things are obstacles that keep us from moving into peace more quickly. The two that I actually want to talk about is E, the need to be right. Actually, there's just one more, and that is E, the need to be right. So I'm going to pick up there where Kaylee says, perhaps the biggest obstacle in healing is our desire to be right. In the ego world, being successful is equated with being right and survival. So we often struggle to be right. The problem is that being right inhibits progress and the process of evolving to a new level of awareness. Developmental changes happen in quantum leaps when we let go of familiar ways of seeing things and approach life from a whole new perspective. However, we have to let go of the old way before we can see life anew. Breakthroughs in consciousness happen after we give up the old way of seeing things. Now, I just want to pause there for a moment to go back to what she discussed earlier in this part of the book, and she also mentioned this yesterday when she was on the call, and that is that energy only flows in one direction. So we can't have energy flowing in a negative direction and attempt to slow it down or pause it up or prevent it from moving forward the way that it's going. It has to be turned completely around into a direction of something more positive. So I just wanted to restate that. So I'll continue on here. Say to yourself, I don't like the way I feel, so I must be wrong about the way I'm seeing this. At least I hope I am. This disconnects you from being attached to your thoughts and emotions, while it gives you a chance to observe them instead. The subtle detachment allows you to start witnessing your thoughts and emotions, which is one of the first steps in the enlightenment process. This step can only be taken purposefully and consciously. It opens you up to looking for the possibility and finding other ways to see and deal with your situation, ways that support you instead of hurting you. Okay, so there she's saying a little bit more about detachment, detaching from whatever is holding your attention, especially if it's of a negative nature. And also there was one other thing I wanted to go back on there. Oh, the observing the mind. She's talking about taking a step back and asking this question that she's suggesting is a way of observing the mind instead of actually participating or beginning to have judgments about what's going on. That's one of the things that we've learned earlier in this lesson in dealing with the inner critic. That's one of our main tools in dealing with the inner critic, is to simply become an observer of that inner critic instead of judging it or engaging it with conversations there. All right, so I'm going to continue on to the first question. I said today was going to be a day that we talk about questions.
But Gloria.
Uh-huh, yes.
You know, I know that you're trying to stay on your path this morning, but
yes.
This has so many nuggets in it. I didn't want to just skip over this because, especially the last part about achieving peace, and choosing to have peace. Let's
yes.
just kind of roll back a little bit. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Okay, because she said she's telling us what are the obstacles to us having peace. Whenever we're in the middle of a conflict or if we're worried about something, and I'm bringing this up because a lot of people that tune into this show may be worried about their money, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we're a prosperity
yeah.
show, and mm-hmm. Ruth says everybody that calls in there, they're thinking about money because you're saying prosperity. That's a limited view. We're talking about the quality of your life in every area. And what Kaylee is saying is, how do we shift? She's saying energy, number one, can only flow in one direction, correct? It can
right.
only flow in one direction. So if we're in a clouded state of consciousness, if we're
mm-hmm.
worried, if we're filled with doubt and concern, you know, with our different
Here.
Words that we, then the energy at that point is in a negative position, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of those
direction,
all of those
yes.
things, yes, it's in a negative direction,
mm-hmm.
and she's now trying to give us the tools to say, let's shift the direction. And here in Circles of Prosperity, we say, let's shift our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she begins with, she says, look, these are the things that can block you from making that shift.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she says, first of all, you have to choose. You just simply need to choose that you want peace.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're laying in bed in the middle of the night, you are worried and your stomach is in knots, the first step you have to take is, I choose peace.
Yes. Yes.
You have to consciously say that. And here's what she says will block you. Number one is a lack of awareness. She says you need to be aware of the problem in order to be able to choose the kind of solution that you value.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've got... Dr. Reggie says you have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's how you get to the place where you can, and that means I'm aware that I'm sick and tired of feeling this negative energy. That's huge. And
it is.
That's huge.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I could not let you walk past that.
Skip past that one. I know, because what my thought was is if I go into the lack of self-awareness, then I would have gone into those other obstacles to peace. And you're absolutely right, though, that it is worth pausing on, and we do need to take a look at that.
Because peace is what we are seeking.
Yes, yes.
No matter what is going on in our life, we are seeking peace. And what do? We cover it up trying to go out and go shopping, or or we go to the refrigerator and grab something to eat, or some people are addicted to sex. They run out and have sex, or they're looking for a man, or we're looking for approval. It causes, and these are things that we've discussed earlier in the book, that desire for peace causes us to do other things, other addictions. So, yes, being aware that, hey, you know what, I no longer want to feel this. And she says, look, you have to be aware of your emotions. Emotions have a value. And you cannot begin to make this transition from this misery that you're feeling until you become aware of how you are actually feeling.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. She actually says you can't heal what you can't feel.
Exactly.
So if we're not aware, which is exactly what you're saying there, if we're not aware of our emotions and how we're feeling at any given point in time, then there's healing is not even possible, because you're not aware that there's a healing that even needs to take place.
Amen.
So,
amen. You know, this is, we are going through the swamp right now. This is walking through the mud. This is the stuff that we don't like to talk about. We don't like to, you know, we just don't want to face the ugliness that's inside of us. But this is where the healing begins. Okay,
yeah.
So what, when we move into this other thing, what else can stand in the way of our peace, of obtaining that peace, when we blame others?
Yes.
Will we blame? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, when you're in a relationship of 25 years with your husband, like I am, there are times when the trouble comes up that I am tempted to blame him. But the materials and things that we are talking about, I catch myself. I don't push out on him. I know, I'm angry and I'm frustrated, and I will express that, but I quickly let him know, honey, I'm frustrated right now. I'm angry, and I'm letting that part out, but it has nothing to do with you. I stopped myself, but before I grew into that space, he was the source of the problem. She says, how you feel is determined by how you see things and the assumptions that you make.
Yes.
If you are in a situation, and that's our first thing, whatever we're going through, whatever we're feeling, when we're angry, when things aren't going the way we want it to go, we think it's someone else causing that.
Yes,
we
are outside of us. Yes. We think the source is outside of us. Yes.
And it is so easy to say, well, you said this to me. You did this to me.
Yes.
And if you don't actually tell the person, you go home from work that day and say, you won't believe what my boss did to me. And he did so-and-so. And we extract ourselves from the situation completely. And
completely.
It becomes an attack. That is huge.
It is. It is. And what you said there is absolutely true. We seek to put that blame, because looking at ourselves it goes back to what she just says. We can't heal what we can't feel. So when we blame others, it keeps us from putting the light on ourselves where it actually belongs. So, and that's we can't find, that's definitely an obstacle to peace when we attempt to blame other people.
Right. And here's what I love, this statement here. She says, she says, don't you want to be able to be happy regardless of the outer circumstances and regardless of how others act or behave? Only then can you really be free. You
are seeking
the happiness.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're saying, you know what, I don't want to feel this. And here's the thing. You can't change others, but you can change how you react to them.
And I think that's the cause of a lot of our pain, because we're always trying to change or wanting people to be the way we think they should be or the way our whatever our programmings and things like that have told us is the right way to be. Then we expect other people to adhere to our belief systems. But just like you just pointed out there, we can't truly be happy as long as it's our happiness is reliant on something outside of us. Happiness is an inside job.
Amen. Amen.
It's an inside job.
So she said, but here's how we can change how we react to people. And it's the F word.
Yes, yes.
It's the F word.
Yeah.
And I don't mean you curse them out. I mean you shower them with forgiveness.
Forgiveness, yes.
But
and that's a shortcut to freedom, too. That's one of
yes.
the shortcuts to getting
right.
to freedom really quickly is forgiveness,
exactly.
yes.
And so that becomes real important. Now, I want to hit some other things, and we're going to come back to forgiveness because, you know, we have told you here before on Circles of Prosperity that forgiveness is not about what you're pushing. It's not about the other people involved and the acts that they have done. Forgiveness is about healing self.
You.
It's about healing self. So let's hit this attachment to anger or pain. She says, sometimes we actually want to hang on to a painful emotion. Some people love their anger and believe, either consciously or subconsciously, that they need it to protect themselves from feeling vulnerability or pain. Have you ever been around a bully? What is a bully covering up? The bully is the perfect example of the person that of a person who is holding on to pain.
Attached to it.
And their anger. So, you know, but what they're covering up is all of that vulnerability. They don't want to feel anything else. They don't want to feel hurt, so they jump ahead of the problem that they don't want to face.
And that's also a way of numbing their feelings. If I'm angry and it's always pointed outwards at someone else, then I don't really get to feel my feelings for myself because I'm constantly throwing them out on other people. So it's another way of not being able to feel those feelings. And, of course, we can't heal them if we can't feel them.
Oh, my goodness. And I just want people to take a moment right now and take a deep breath. If you find that you are angry all the time, or if you find that you're in pain all the time, ask yourself, what is causing this? What is it that I'm afraid to look in the mirror and see? What is it that I have buried all of these years? If you've had bad relationships over and over again and it has caused you a lot of pain, face that right now, because in facing that, you can begin the healing process. It's just... these were just too huge. She says that.
And I said that too, Cynthia. When I skipped through, I'm going, oh my goodness, these are, and I was just hoping, and I'm glad that you stepped in and rolled us back on this, because these are really important things that we can, if we can understand some of this stuff, these things like this is what is blocking us from really experiencing peace. And just like you said at the beginning, ultimately whatever we want, it's that underlying sense of peace and happiness that we're seeking, regardless to what the outer thing is that we're reaching for, whether it's a new house, a new car, a new mate, whatever it is. And the ultimate thing that we're looking to attain is peace and happiness. And these are the things that are going to block us from ever even get, even if we do get the house, even if we do get the car, even if we do get the mate, if we're not able to deal with some of these underlying obstacles that block our peace, we probably still won't be happy with those things.
We'll destroy
it. So I'm glad that, yes, we'll destroy it.
We will destroy. And the reason I'm stressing this so much is because we're getting ready to move into the law of attraction. And I know a lot of you people who hear the law of attraction said, oh, goody, finally, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie and Gloria are going to talk about how to get our stuff. But we don't want you to get the stuff and you still miserable.
Right.
Because that happens. People obtain wealth. I mean, you can work the principle to your advantage. You contain wealth. You can obtain fame, fortune,
fame, power.
Power. You can set those goals, and the universe will line up to meet it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't clean up your house, you don't seek the kingdom of heaven first, it will come tumbling down. It's building
right
your house on sand instead of on a rock. We want
you
start from the inside. She says here that when we are angry, we want to prove that we are right or that someone else is wrong. So we choose to hold on to our anger as well as to the beliefs to justify it. So that means we're going to continue projecting it out, you know, on someone else, the things that we need to clean up inside of ourselves. We're going to project that out onto someone else. Let's go to the fear of peace.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, if I want peace, why do you think I would fear it?
Mm.
If I really want peace, then I can't fear it. Oh, but you can. Because sometimes we like our pain because of the benefits that we derive from it. You know, you may get attention, and I've brought this up. You may get sympathy. You may get financial support. It is manipulative, is it not?
It is.
It is manipulative. How many of you have kids and you put on a show of being angry because that's the way you get them to do what you want them to do? I remember my father could give me a look. He didn't have to say a word. He could just give me a look, and I knew I better get my act together. It's a form of manipulation and control. I understand it when you're with your kids, you know. But there's also a better way. But he would fake that anger. He wasn't that angry with me. Have you done that? Have you done that with your kids?
Oh yeah. Just to give them the look. Yes, absolutely.
Because you want them to know that you mean business. Okay, so that's a benefit of I don't know if it's the perfect example, but in a way it is, because it's the simplest form of let me use this act of anger to make these people do what I want. How many of you have been in a dispute with someone who's providing you a service, and you're really not that angry, but it's a way that you can benefit from making your point over and over again to get them to give you what you want. Have you done that? You know?
Puffing up, yes, and being overly angry, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking some of the simpler things to just expand on this, how we use, I would say this is fake anger to get what we want. But some people are actually in that reality of using their anger to get what they want. There's a benefit from it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she goes on to say that, I'm sorry, I lost my point here.
At the bottom.
Right, that we may have a good reason for keeping the pain, but we cannot get well until we discover that we are harboring these blocks to peace. And then to become willing to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to discover what it is and find another way to get what you want so that you can begin to feel good.
Yeah, and she asks that question too. What blocks your peace? What's blocking you from feeling more peaceful? And that goes back to what you were saying a little bit earlier there about beginning to question, you know, where am I feeling, you know, this lack of peace at? So, you know, just questioning that is also something that she pointed out in that chapter.
Right. And here she's saying, too, when you talk about the fear of peace, if, you know, earlier on she says, we place values on certain things. And she says we have to shift these things that are not serving us well. We need to shift our belief in their value to us, and we have to devalue it. So you being angry, you holding on to your anger, you holding on to your pain, is it valuable to you, or is the peace more valuable to you? And that brings us right back to you need to choose.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to her speaking about the attachment to pain, too. Just what you said is very valid about the value that people place on that. It's valuable to them because they're attached to it. They use it as a form of manipulation, just like you just said, manipulation. And then it also sometimes people get their way, just like you mentioned as well. When they're angry, if I yell loud enough, if I, you know, scream and stomp my feet hard enough, somebody's going to listen to me and I'm going to get my way. But if we begin to devalue, you know, take the value out of negativity, whether it's you giving off the negativity or, you know, receiving negativity from someone else, either way you can devalue that. It does not have to resonate with who you are. And it shouldn't if you're...
Yes, you said a key thing here. You said even if we're receiving negativity from another person, can't you see right now that when you start cleaning up yourself and facing your emotions and your fears and concerns, and when you decide to choose peace, no matter what someone else is giving you, you know what happens? You begin to see, oh, I see what's going on with you.
Right.
You have a fear, or you have an anger, and you're projecting it out on me, but I choose peace. I don't have to take it. I don't have to take it, and I don't have to even confront you that I don't have to.
Right. Right. I don't have to accept it. I can simply let you have that and let you express your feelings the way you want to, because it also goes back to something else we talked about earlier this week, and that is Kaylee pointed out in an example that if she called us a serial killer, we would laugh at her. But if we said things, if she called us things that we've called ourselves, then that would strike a chord in us. So it's really about knowing who you are and full acceptance, full awareness. Now, it doesn't mean for a moment, I don't think it means for a moment to accept abuse from anyone, whether verbally, emotionally. Certainly, if you're in a situation like that, neither of us is suggesting that, oh, well, you just sit there and accept whatever abuse or negativity is coming your way. But what we are saying is that you don't have to allow that to become part of who you are. You can instantly begin to realize that and devalue the negativity, whether it's coming from someone else or from inside of you. And you do that by realizing and recognizing and becoming self-aware that you're not any of the things that anybody could say, any of the judgments, because you now know that the judgments that other people have about you are not about you.
Exactly.
It's not even your business, as a matter of fact, what other people choose to think.
But Gloria, here's the thing. Even if you are in a situation where people are, let's just say, verbally abusing you,
mm-hmm.
if you are in that awareness, it has no power.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to respond. And you know what? That brings us to the scripture where Jesus said, you know, turn the other cheek. I never could understand that.
Mm-hmm. Or what would Jesus do?
Right. If you are in that space and you are so clear, you have so much clarity about who you are, because see, that's really where, and the divine energy in you, no one has any power over you. They may slap you. Now, I mean, you don't have to stand up and fight for yourself, but you know, if someone hits you and you're in that state, you go, you know what, this is not honoring me, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman who stays in an abusive relationship is in a lot of pain, not because she's just getting beaten up, but
mm-hmm.
she's in a lot of pain because she doesn't love herself enough to take herself out of it.
That's right.
So,
mm-hmm.
But if you are in those situations and you become aware of how divinely created you are, how divine you are, the power that's within you, and how empowered you are, and that you love yourself completely, you love that part of you so much, it doesn't matter what goes on the outside. The inside is whole and complete, and you can walk away. I've had people say all kinds of things to me, and it doesn't bother me. It used to.
Mm-hmm.
It used to
push
bother
the button. It's called pushing your buttons. You know,
yes.
When people say things that are, you know, they're pushing a hot button within
yes.
you when you get upset about what people are saying. Somewhere in you, either you've heard that or accepted that as a possibility for yourself. And what Cynthia is suggesting is that once you get to that level of self-love, we talked earlier in this book about a healthy self-identity is the basis for your happiness. So
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a solid foundation there that's healthy and loving yourself and respecting who you are, respecting your sense of wholeness and awareness, then that foundation will be crumbly, and you
mm-hmm.
will have those other issues that flow from that. And we
mm-hmm.
all do. Nobody's,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So we're down to the last little portion of this,
mm-hmm.
and she says, look, in order to make a change in your life, well, you know, the quickest way to make that happen is to just let go of what seems to be familiar ways of looking at things. So we're asking you, she says, you make quantum leaps when you let go. And there's a statement that we say a lot here on Circles of Prosperity: let go and let God.
Yes.
Let go and let God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're saying you're looking at whatever your situation is, precious. Look at it and say, you know what? This doesn't make me feel good. I am letting it go. Just surrender. I don't know how to fix it, but I choose not to hold on to this anymore. Using Kaylee's words, it has no value. I devalue this. I'm only seeking one thing at this moment, and that's peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is just that easy. You need to be sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right. And in that section where she talks about the do you want to be right or happy, she lists a couple of questions here that may be helpful, you know, when you're weighing these options out. So I just want to read a couple of those questions. Do you want peace or conflict? Do I want to heal my relationship, or do I want an excuse to separate? These are questions that she's asking under do you want to be right or be happy? Do I want to be happy, or do I want to defend my beliefs and be right? Do I want a loving resolution, or do I want justification for my feelings? And do I want to clear things up with others, or do I want to have it out with them? And do I want to create what I want now, or do I want to get even for what I didn't get then? Wow, those are some powerful questions, aren't they?
My goodness,
I had to read them because that's why I flipped to this particular part, because they're just like those other parts you just went over, just valuable information in here.
Mm-hmm.
The last question is, do I want to make others agree with me, or do I want to have a good relationship with them?
Wow.
Aren't those very powerful questions,
yes,
right?
Here would be my answer to that question. I want people to agree with me.
Yeah. No.
But
no. And if the agreement keeps your relation good, then it's a win-win situation. You know what I mean? If that agreement is a thing that heals or keeps that relationship intact, then I think Kaylee would, you know, also agree that that's a win-win situation. But if that agreement crumbles your relationship, you know, if I need you to agree with me or I don't want to, you know, have anything to do with you, then that becomes dysfunctional. You know,
uh-huh.
So it's all in the way that that we look at these questions. So I just want to finish out this last section of step three. I want to just finish out this last paragraph here in this chapter, and then we'll pick up tomorrow with step four.
Okay.
All right, so we are only conscious of a fraction of the information available to us at any one moment because our minds filter out anything that is unnecessary to reach our goal for that moment. This is very important to understand because all goals are based on peace or conflict, and we tend to give meanings to things that are relative to our goals. We make assumptions to help us reach our goals, so the truth becomes whatever is useful to meet our goal. If the inner critic is in charge and we think someone is guilty, we will notice everything that proves us right. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Is that the truth or what?
Yeah.
Will we not find everything to confirm that we're right? Whatever we think about someone, everything that we look at, we will find a way to confirm that. Our mind
That's
will right. literally seek out those things in that person to confirm that we're right about what we're saying about them. So
and
let me,
Gloria,
uh-huh.
you know, the biggest thing, and I am so guilty of this, or I used to be, I will find anyone who will agree with me.
Mm-hmm. The fair weather friends is
yeah.
what my mother used to call them.
Oh.
Fair weather friends are people who agree with you whether you're right or not. You know, they just...
Right.
They go along with the program, and that goes back to that last question I asked. Do you want to make others agree, or do you want to have a good relationship?
Okay.
So just finishing that section up there, let's see. Go ahead.
If we are in love, we do not notice our beloved's imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
We have all heard it said that love is blind. However, the truth of the matter is that we are blind to
yes.
anything that we don't want to see, any judgment of good or bad blocks, our awareness of the way things truly are. It is not love that is blind. It is judgment that is blind.
That blinds us. Yes, it is. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
Everything that we look out into in this world is going to... That's how we create our reality because it reflects what we believe is true.
Mm-hmm.
So if I believe that the world is a cruel and hateful place, then everywhere I go, I'm going to find cruel and hateful people.
Amen.
You know, it reflects what I believe. This world is going to show me what I believe to be true.
Wow.
So and that's powerful.
I can't let you walk away and say something that powerful, Gloria. Because that is a huge aha moment.
Yes, yes,
that the
it is.
World, it does, and does that not show you how powerful you are?
Yes.
That the world is a reflection of what you believe?
Yes, it is.
That
yes, it
shows
is.
You, and that's the main lesson that we teach here on Circles of Prosperity. You are first cause.
Yes.
You create your reality.
Based on what you believe,
based
on these judgments, based on whatever programming is present. That's why it's so critical that we get to this healthy identity, because if we can understand and get to a more healthier identification of who we are, then the rest is added unto us. It's
Amen.
Added unto us because we're able to see the world differently. We're able to see things differently and people differently. So when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Wayne Dyer.
Thank you, Wayne Dyer. Yes, indeed.
Dr. Reggie, please take us into our morning
yes.
prayer.
Yes.
our closing prayer this morning.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful, dynamic, and profound energetic broadcast. We hope that everybody who heard it will be tremendously blessed by it and live by these terms and live by the truths of who they are in their core. We thank you for Gloria taking on this broadcast and doing a great job, and thank you for Cynthia's input and dynamic energy. Let everyone who hears be blessed tremendously in their own way of prospering, in health, in success, in strength, and in love. And we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Oh, my God. What a lesson today.
Yes, indeed.
You guys have a blessed day.